Gabe, there's a lost-looking customer on aisle 16. Gabe Mason glanced away from the pile of bathroom fixtures he was restocking toward Harry Johnson, a name that gave all the guys no end of chuckles. Does he need something unusual? Harry might not know as much about the inventory as Gabe, but he was perfectly capable of helping most customers. Harry grimaced and shrugged his big shoulders. I think I scared him. When I asked if I could help, he practically melted into the drawer of cabinet handles he was searching. I was afraid he might run. He shifted uneasily. Harry was such a massive guy, he could be intimidating. Gabe nodded and waved at the stack of boxes. You want to take this over and I'll go check on the lost lamb?
Yeah, thanks.
Aisle 16?
That's where I left him.
He was already stacking. Harry definitely didn't want to deal with this customer. Gabe walked toward 16. Hattie and Mary waved from the checkout stands. Mary always gave him an extra smile. She knew, as all the personnel in the store did, that Gabe didn't exactly go for women, but she didn't really believe it. Good old regular guy Gabe, single father of a teenage girl, most knowledgeable employee on everything having to do with hardware, lumber, and home improvement. Gay? Hell no. Gay guys wore chartreuse and kept cats, right? They didn't build furniture and repair cars. He smiled tightly. As long as he didn't give them any reason to doubt his man's man image, they accepted him and, more importantly, accepted Ellie, his daughter. Rounding the corner on the hardware aisle, he spotted a couple of customers looking like they needed help. One was a woman with two little kids tugging on her and each other, and the second was an older man in a red cap who stared at Gabe like he'd been waiting for him for 2 hours. With a frown, the man said, "Can you help me?" A quick glance up the aisle revealed no lost shoppers, if you didn't count the woman, who might be looking for a cage to house her children in. She glared at the man.
"I was here first."
"You left,"
the old man scowled.
"I chased my son, that's all. I've been waiting longer."
Gabe stepped forward.
"No worries, I'll help you both. What do you need, ma'am?"
She flashed a victorious smile at the old man.
"I need some screws."
Gabe glanced at the entire wall of screws behind her. The older man stepped forward pugnaciously.
"I do, too."
Gabe nodded.
"Excellent.
What are you screwing?"
He kind of wanted to say apart from each other, but didn't.